Hello and welcome to Stories from a Small Blue Marble. My name is Brian Hancock and I'll be your storyteller. Before we get started, I wanted to thank you for listening. These stories are my life in small bite-sized chunks. I have had an incredibly charmed life and I'm happy that you're here with me to enjoy some of it. So let's get started. Here's a good story for you. It's first in the series and it's called Coming to America. Back in 1980, I was working on a boat in Spain. I was just 22 and finding my way in the world. I got a letter from a friend of mine asking if I might be interested in helping him sail a boat from Boston to West Palm Beach in Florida. I wrote back, because that's what you did in those days, and told him I was interested. And he wrote back and said, great, I'll pick you up at Logan Airport. I mailed him my flight information and spent all of my money on a one-way ticket to America. When I arrived in Boston, there was no one there to pick me up. It was my first time ever in the United States, and I didn't know a single person on the entire continent, and I had just $5 in my pocket. Back in those days, there was a mural of the North Shore of Boston in Terminal E, and I recognized the name Marblehead. It was a famous sailing town where Hood Sailmakers was located, so I thought that I would try and go there. I asked the lady at the information booth how to get to Marblehead, and she told me to take the underground to a place called Wonderland and then take a bus to Marblehead, which is what I did. Things started to get really weird when I got on the bus at Wonderland. It was Halloween night. I never heard of Halloween in my life and couldn't understand why all these people in costume were getting on and off of the bus. I felt like I'd landed in Disneyland. Meanwhile, I was freezing in my shorts and flip-flops. The bus trundled up the coast going through Salem, and that was where things started to get even more weird, and it finally dropped me off downtown Marblehead. Purely by luck, I found the water, and I found the Boston Yacht Club, which was closed for the winter. There was a night watchman there, but he'd never heard of my friend or the boat that I was supposed to sail to Florida. I sat outside the club feeling like I was going to freeze to death. I had absolutely no idea what to do. Then the night watchman came running out and yelled, quick, quick, your friends are coming into the harbor. What had happened was, they were actually going to Marblehead, not Boston, and it had some engine trouble which had slowed them down. Of course, there was no way for them to let me know any of this. They had called on the VHF radio, looking to see which mooring they could pick up, but noticed that the harbor was empty and picked up a mooring at the mouth of the harbor. The night watchman recognized the name of the boat, which was a bit unusual. The boat was called Zargo. I tried calling them back, but they'd already flicked the radio off and turned the music on and opened the beers. Well, you know how that goes. I walked along the waterfront until I got to the harbor entrance. I could see the boat about 50 yards from where I was standing, but they couldn't hear me shouting. I was starting to freeze in my shorts and flip-flops and decided to walk back to the yacht club to see if I could at least sleep on a couch or something. Along the way, I noticed a dinghy propped up against some guy's garage, and so I stole it. I pushed it down into the water and rowed out to the boat. The crew were amazed to see me. We returned the dinghy and the person never knew that it was missing for a couple of hours. The crew felt so bad that they hadn't been there to pick me up, and so they told me that to make it up to me, they would take me to a famous bar called Maddie's, which incidentally is where Ted Hood started Hood Sailmakers. So on my second night in America, we went to Maddie's. The bar has not changed in 40 years. As you walk in the door, there's a red bar stool, and sitting there was a beautiful woman with auburn hair. I was a bit cocky, so I went over to talk to her. I said, you know, you have beautiful wrists. And she said, I know. Well, her name was Erin, and we got married. No, not that night, but a few years later. Our marriage lasted about 10 years, and we had one daughter. That daughter, Tori, has given me two grandsons. It's a beautiful thing, and a kind of only in America story. And guys, if you're ever looking for a good pickup line, remember, you've got great wrists. By the way, she still has great wrists. I saw her recently. Anyway, if you're interested in the full story, it's in my second memoir, Lapping the Planet. I hope you enjoyed the story, and thanks, as always, for listening. for all of my books, please go to www.brianhancockbooks.org. It's .org, not .com. There you'll find all of my books, my Substack blogs, stories, and very soon my podcasts. There'll be interviews with sailing legends, and I think you'll enjoy all of the content. So please check in and say hello, and thanks as always for listening.